This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's hour number two. Hour two. You can bet on it, but not if you're Jonte Porter. The NBA has given the former Raptors forward a lifetime banishment for gambling. How do you react to that news? Also, what do you surmise led Jonte Porter to a ride on the dark side? And is there a lesson to be learned from this NBA gambling scandal? In-depth team coverage that you can rely on and you can wager on the big gambling scandal. It'll be smooth sailing for us. Here it is, hour number two. The final bet you make is a losing bet. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, crawling as we hang in Antsville, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and forcefully powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the dead. The dead of the night. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Boy, that is a large number. 10,000. Supermarket Steve's impressed by that. He says they have as many cans of soup at his store. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour coming from the sportsbook. This would be a much bigger story if it was about someone we've heard of. It's not, but there is a pro bouncy ball bombshell scandal. And you know how this works. We put a full court press. We have in-depth team coverage of Scandal Radio. There's nothing we like more than a nice scandal. So if somehow you have missed it and you have not been paying attention, it is conceivable that you actually have things going on and you were not paying attention. So if you missed it, NBA commissioner from somewhere outside the cosmos, Adam Silver has given the career death penalty to Jontae Porter. That's a basketball player. Not a good one, but a basketball player. He gets a lifetime ban for breaking the cardinal rule of professional sports. You don't bet on the sport that you play in. You can't do it. It's taboo. Now, the league was able to collaborate those early internet reports that we had talked about in previous episodes of the show, that he was on the internet giving out picks to people on Discords. Wild, right? He was actually doing it. Now, Porter gave certain gamblers confidential information on Wall Street. They call it insider trading. It is kind of odd, though, because the way it works on Wall Street, if you're just a regular person and you get insider information, you go to jail for it. But if you're in Congress, you get rich from it. It's odd. Very odd. Anyway, this cat Porter, Jontae Porter, had bet on games, even a team he was associated with, the Toronto Raptors. He bet on the Raptors to lose. Smart man. All right, so let us discuss the question. If you're unfamiliar. The NBA has given Raptors forward Jontae Porter a lifetime ban for gambling. How do you react to this news? So I've got Billy Madison, Kamikaze, and Orwellian. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a slot machine, which is what Jontae Porter can now play. He can play the penny slots because he ain't going to be making any money anytime soon. So number one. All right, here we go. We'll lock these things all together like a 14 parlay. So full disclosure, as we had mentioned, we have never heard of Jontae Porter before this episode. And reading the details of this, pretty good reading. He's got to be on the spectrum, right? What a pea brain. Porter giving random bettors information about his health prior to games. The $80,000 bet was the Waterloo moment. So some random dude bet $80,000 on Jontae Porter that he would not reach his statistics for that game, the prop bets for that game, set him in parlays through an online sports book. Didn't name the sports book, but that bet would have won $1.1 million. I say would have, because that was the game where Porter conveniently took himself out of the game after only a few minutes, claiming illness, and none of the stats met the totals that were required. The parlay would have won. The bet, though, they did not cash the ticket because the people at the gambling house said, wait a minute, somebody bet $80,000 on Jontae Porter? That must be somebody that knows Jontae Porter. And so the bet was frozen and not paid out. Back in the old days, they used to circle games. Game was circle. They'd limit how much you could bet on. But that bet was frozen. And at that moment, from what we understand, the gambling outfit contacted the NBA and said, hey, we got something that doesn't smell right here. And something's not right. And so the NBA started an investigation, but they actually started it because of the gambling people, not because of their own inside information. And that has led to the current excommunication from the Church of Pro Bouncy Ball. So Jontae Porter, the guy's 24 years old, a young cat, 24 years old. He placed at least 13 bets. I'm going to say that he placed many more bets on random NBA games using someone else's account. So at least he attempted to hide it a little bit. But then you see that he went on a Discord and was giving out information about him when everyone else probably on that Discord had no idea who he was. The bets he made, this is the thing that blows me. He made bets ranging from $15 to $22,000. Altogether, the wagers, the 13 wagers, he bet $54,094, at least that's according to the story that's going around. And that generated a payout of $76,000, a little over that. So he actually won $21,965. But the further you go down the rabbit hole, this is a Billy Madison special. It is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard or read. Jonte Porter earned $415,000 this season to be a two-way player. Let me repeat that for those of you that $415,000. Where I come from, you're rich at $415,000. And in his NBA career, he has made almost $3 million with Memphis and Toronto, and he flushed all of it away to win almost $22,000. So again, now I'm using Mahler math here, but I don't think I'm wrong. If you have a career that'll pay you $2.8 million, he probably could have hung around for another 2 or 3 years and made another $400,000 or $500,000 a year. So that's another $1.5 million to do nothing. And instead, he was betting $15, $100, a couple thousand dollars. He did win $21,000. But if you're going to lose your entire career, shouldn't you bet more? At no point did he have any rational thought, and maybe I should get out of this. Everyone in the room is now dumber for having heard about this. And as they said in Billy Madison, I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul. Now, page two here, as we continue. In-depth team coverage. What do you surmise led Jonte Porter on a ride to the wild side or the dark side here? So maybe he was a huge Pete Rose fan. Could he have been buddies with Otani's interpreter? Is his favorite NFL player a certain wide receiver that likes betting on parlays? I'm just asking. Now, it is more likely than not, based on what I know about gambling, that he's been betting for a long time. And it's highly doubtful that he just started betting when he got to the NBA. I find that hard to believe. Now, listen, obviously there's people that have issues. You can get addicted to gambling just like you can get addicted to alcohol, any kind of vice. I was addicted to food. You can be addicted to anything. Human beings are prone to addiction, and we're all wired the same way when it comes to that. And so betting on the NBA, though, while playing in the NBA is a mortal sin. It's a kamikaze mission is what it is. You know how it's going to end. It's like the meme, and you can get that chart out, F around and find out. Completely unnecessary, right? Most people that are jonesing to gamble, and I'm a gambler, it's about the action. Michael Jordan was a prolific gambler. We believe he was suspended from the NBA and sent to Birmingham to play baseball in the minor leagues because of his gambling problem by David Stern, but they hit it. And it went to the grave with David Stern. That's a different conversation. But Jonte Porter here, if you're into it for the action, it is allowed. NBA players and employees of the NBA are allowed to bet on other sports outside the NBA if it's legal where you are. And so you can get your fix. You can bet during basketball season. You can bet on hockey games. You can bet on NFL games, college football. You can bet on Major League Baseball games. But if you bet on the NBA, you're a dumbass, okay? And listen, I like gambling. I have a TV show. I had a TV show last year. Hopefully, we'll be back this year. I don't know yet about gambling. We've talked a lot of gambling on the show. I support it. But I don't bet on Fox Sports Radio. I don't bet against Fox Sports Radio. I don't bet on sports radio. I don't. I've never placed a bet on the Sports Hub in Boston or the Fan in New York or AM 570 in LA or any of these stations. I don't bet on them. No, I could bet a three-team parlay, right? I could bet a three-team parlay on all these different affiliates that we have around the country. But no. All right. Final point. So is there a lesson to be learned from this NBA gambling scandal? Well, of course there is. It's not going to be learned, but it is a teachable moment. The NBA already mandates gambling training for all of their employees, which is one of those corporate bullcrap things, so we don't want to get sued. And we can say, hey, we forced you to get training and you didn't do what you were supposed to do. and all that. But you can't sue us because we told you to do it. But yeah, this is clearly a teachable moment. It is Orwellian 101. Orwellian 101. In all walks of life, Big Brother is watching you. The PSA copy that I've done over the years is right. They'll see you before you see them. Sports gambling is no different. Sports gambling companies, and they're great advertisers here, and we love them. But they spend a lot of money, right, with surveillance, monitoring everything. And they're watching for squiggly lines, shall we say. They're looking for unusual things that pop up on their computer screens. Like, for example, somebody betting $80,000 on Jonte Porter on a random Wednesday night. They're looking at things like that. And again, in case you've lived in a shoebox your entire life, they spend a ton of mucho dinero to prevent insider trading. You see, in the gambling world, and even though I love to bet, the house usually wins, right? That's the frustrating part. The house usually wins. But they're guaranteed solid profits just based on the juice, the VIG. They're guaranteed pretty good profits. The only way they don't get that is if things are crooked. If things are crooked, the whole house of cards comes falling down. They fall into oblivion. Kind of like Jonte Porter is going to fall into oblivion at this particular point. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on. You want to talk about that? Good story there. Well, not for Jonte Porter or the Porter family, but for us, it's a good story. And we'll take your calls. Speakeasy rules in effect. There's a line open. You want to grab it. It's got your name on it. Just figure out how to call in. Also on X, at Ben Maller. You want to give me feedback on the monologue or yap about something else, feel free to do that. And I pity the kiddie pool fool. I pity the kiddie pool fool. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The great silent majority of listeners to the Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with the Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you could post at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he's more than just a call screener. He's the liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper. And he's at UH Bronco Fan.
I want to stay up. I want. Me. Mine. Now.
And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Milkman Mike in Colorado writes in. He says, great second hour monologue. Seeing Adam Silver's minions actually punish someone is actually, he says, refreshing is the word he uses here, Milkman Mike. Of course, he's also getting his orders from his home planet. Yeah. And I also had this epiphany when I was walking into the studio. I was like, if this had been a medium to big name, would have gotten away with it. Right? Because most of the name brand players have a fair amount of action that are bet on their props each night. But when you're Jonte Porter, no one is betting on your props. So when somebody does bet $80,000, which in the big picture, if you're a major gambling house, that's not that much money. But it raises a red flag, right? You're like, well, wait a minute here. That doesn't smell right. Fergdog says, take it from me. You don't need to join a secret Discord server to make money gambling.
You wrong, man.
No, he says, all I did was watch Benny versus the Penny, and I built myself a nice little nest egg. Thanks, Ben. Well, I'm very kind of you, Fergdog. And I did, much to the dismay of the producers of Benny versus the Penny, beat the Penny on that show. Down goes the Penny. It took, though, to the final couple weeks, and I was getting my ass kicked at one point by the Penny. Maller Prop Guy writes in. He says, thank you for another great Maller monologue regarding industry bans for gambling within the industry. Have you had any Maller militia members banned over the years because of insider information trading? Which of your militia leaders exempt from this style of punishment? And then he sends a clue on who that might be. Yeah. We might have just mentioned the person's name. Yeah, we've only issued one lifetime ban. We didn't plan on it being a lifetime ban at the time, but there's one person that was banned for life.
By Felicia. Oh.
Do you remember who, Eddie? We banned. Turned out
to be
life. Yeah. Guy that called up from New York quite a bit, but he's not calling anymore. Homer, he calls. He writes in. He says, if Jonte Porter had saved any money, I don't think he'd be gambling on NBA games. This smells of desperation, especially with the chump change he used to place bets. I seldom, he says, play the daily four numbers, but when I do, I place enough. So in the minute chance, a minute chance, I win, it's $50,000. Yeah. But remember, Homer, as you know, with the lottery, when you bet and win $50,000, you are immediately giving half that back to Uncle Sam. So that's what you got. Yefimi in Chicago says, got to be hard not to bet on sports radio. I would be betting on a host that you're very familiar with to have the stupid take of the day, especially with insider information. Yeah. All right. There's a lot of people who are in the running for worst takes. And normally what happens, the worse your take is, the better it is for you, the more publicity that you get. There is clout in the bad take. There is clout in the bad take. Let's go to the phones. We'll say hello to Norman the Nomad in the great state of Maine. Hello, Norman.
Well, hello. And my name is not Blair. Let's make that certain. You know what? I just spent 5 years in jail, and I've been waiting on the phone for 2 hours. This is the longest 2 hours of my life.
Wait. In jail it was a long time. You were in jail for 5 years?
And let me tell you something, Ben Maller. You are the savior for a lot of people up in there, man. You know what? We listen to you every night, man.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I listen. And I want the record to show in the radio business. You know, I don't know who the most listened to person in radio right now. In sports radio, maybe it's Colin Cowherd. I don't know, somebody else. But do we not, Norman, dominate the prison cells, right? I mean, we're the king of the prison yard. I could go into any prison, Norman, and the boys would treat me like a king.
Your buddy Hunt would be safe.
See, Eddie, I don't have to worry about dropping the soap because everyone would be like, you're good. We like that guy.
I don't believe that's true.
Hey, you know what, man? Cooper, we know you're the wrong liar. Pants on fire.
Well, what'd he say?
I think he said that Coop was a liar, pants on fire.
Oh, yeah. Watch out now, Norman, because Coop will give you the claw, and you don't want the claw, all right? Because no one survives the claw.
Don't give me a claw, man.
So, Norman, you were you in jail in Maine or was some other place?
Well, don't you worry about it.
Okay, I will not worry about it at all. But you're out now? Are you planning on staying away from the Gray Bar Hotel?
That's my business, not yours.
Okay, I think he's going to be back. I think he'll be back. All right, anything else you want to say? You were on hold for a while, Norman. Anything else you want to say?
Hey, but you know what? I could be violating probation because they said stay away from the various people, and I think you are them.
Exactly. look at you. You got jokes, Norman. Norman the Nomad. Are you going to stay in Maine or are you going to go somewhere? It's none of my business, right? None of my business.
But, I'm a nomad. Bye, boom. I go wherever I want. Bye.
All right. Lorena has a question. She wants to know what you're in for, what you're in jail for.
I'm a thief.
Oh, you're a thief. Okay.
No!
All right. I thought they don't. You should go to California. They don't arrest people that steal stuff in California. You can just get right back out. Yeah.
Well, up here in Maine, it's three strikes you out, man. Like, and it's just like a bottle of whiskey or something, you know?
Oh, really? Oh, you could go to California. You could go to California. You know, you go into a...
I'm a petty thief, you know what I mean?
Come on. Come to California, sir. You can literally steal anything you want in these stores at the malls, and they don't care. They just walk out with the stuff. You're good. Yeah, they don't care anymore.
Can you put me up for the evening?
No, Eddie's got a place. You want to stay with Eddie? Eddie, you got a room, right, at Casa Garcia?
Nope.
This guy seems pretty good.
There's a really nice bench out front.
There's a nice bench? Oh, yeah. There you go. All right. All right, well, Norman, you seem like a fun guy. Thanks for remembering me when you got out of jail there, and try not to go back.
Hey, let me tell you something, guys, man. You know what? Yeah, and you, you guys do well, man. We listen to you every
night. You. Oh, thank you, Norman. I appreciate it. I appreciate that. Hey, we're on in the middle of the night. Anybody that's listening, I mean, I know guys make mistakes in life, and as long as you don't keep doing it, we're good. You're doing your time. You're paying your price. Get out. You know, don't F up. Treat other people nicely and all that. We're good. All right? That's all I'm saying. So, anyway, that reminds me. We had a guy from Charlotte that was it last week, I think? I think it was last week. Who got out and... That's like a big thing. First thing you do when you get out of jail, you call the Maller Show. That's the first thing. Well, there's probably something else you do in between. But then after you do that, then you call the show. It's very important. Very, very important. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. As we can do. We do have Ask Ben coming up next hour. So if you want to send a question in right now, just use the hashtag AskBen on X. And we will possibly use your question on the air. Who knows? We might, we might not.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Saw this story from college football. Steve Sarkisian, the head football coach at the University of Texas,
Sark,
revealed that he did consider replacing Nick Saban at Alabama, he says, for about 60 seconds. Then he realized he had unfinished business there in Texas and wanted to continue with the Longhorns.
Stop.
So I'm reading this story, and I'm waiting for the part that says that he was actually offered the job. And I never saw that he was actually offered the job by Alabama. So apparently he turned down a job that he was never offered, which is really amazing of him to do such a thing.
You know how these things work, Eddie, that usually they go through back channels, and they say, if we were to offer you the job, would you take the job? Because they don't like to be embarrassed when people turn them down. Also, fun fact, Eddie, when I was at the great Saddleback College on the mighty KSBR, which no longer really exists anymore because it's teamed up with the Cal State Northridge radio station. But
what?
Partnered up years ago. But when I was there, it was its own standalone radio station. And so I did the football games for the station, and we did a game at El Camino College, and the quarterback for El Camino College was Steve Sarkisian. There's a fun fact.
Well, when I was at Fresno State, he was the quarterback at BYU when they played the Bulldogs
at
Bulldog Stadium.
It's a small world. It's a small world.
Saw him on the field as well, throwing the old pigskin around.
Oh, look at that, Eddie. They're connected. There's a connection there. It is the Ben Maller Show as we roll on through these overnight hours. And what a story it is. Did you see Jason Kelce? That's the less famous of the Kelce brothers. He's not the one stooping the rock star. So Jason Kelce says that he lost his Super Bowl ring. Did you see where he lost the Super Bowl ring, Eddie? Did you see that?
I did not.
He lost his Super Bowl. Where do you think? Let me just ask you. Where do you think he lost the Super Bowl ring?
He left it at a restaurant.
It's something that could happen. Did anyone else see the story? Did any of you want to play? Lorena?
I want to guess that he lost it while dumpster diving.
Oh, that's good. A lot of football players like to dive in dumpsters. Like
with their Super Bowl rings on.
Yes. Yeah. That's usually what happens. Coop, you want to take a shot at this here?
I saw this.
Oh, Coop saw it. All right, so he's out. So Jason Kelce lost his Super Bowl ring in a kiddie pool filled with Skyline chili for a podcast stunt that they were doing, and he has not been able to find it. He believes the Super Bowl ring was taken to a landfill. So there's something about this story that does not make sense.
I agree.
Right? If you lost your Super Bowl ring and you know you lost it in a bowl of chili, then
pool of chili, but yes.
A kiddie pool is like a big bowl of chili.
Yeah.
What kind of party is he at?
Well, they were doing a podcast. You know, these are the old things we used to do on radio at remotes. Back in the old days, we do these dopey things that we used to, you know.
So you have also been in a pool of chili, Ben?
No, I have dressed in a toga on Westwood Boulevard. I interviewed the people at a Jiffy Lube, which is a in the pit of a Jiffy Lube while they were repairing a car. I did that for a remote. Mechanical Bull on the Sunset Strip. I forget the name. I think that place is still there, actually. There's a Mechanical Bull at one of the bars on the Sunset Strip in L.A. I did some crazy crap back in the day. But anyway, so they did. But if you lost the Super Bowl ring and you're aware, hey, you're cognizant, I lost the Super Bowl ring, and you know it's in the kiddie pool of chili, you know what you do? Get a metal detector. You'll get it, right?
Yes, of course. It doesn't seem that hard to find a Super Bowl ring in even a giant bowl of chili.
Wrong again, idiot.
Plus, what is he doing wearing a Super Bowl ring?
I know.
I mean, we've been around athletes who have had Super Bowl rings. They don't wear them unless they're going to some fancy place to show it off.
One of my memories on that, Phil Jackson, when I used to go out, believe it or not, I went to Laker games when Phil Jackson was coaching the Lakers. And Phil used to complain when they were winning championships. And this goes back to his days in Chicago. He said these things, the rings were so big you can't wear them. And everyone wants to win a championship ring. And then they sit in a safety deposit box, which is where most people, and they bring them out for like rare and appropriate occasions. You know, if you come back to an alumni night or something, you'll wear the ring. But this guy,
he only has one ring too?
Well, they don't give you two.
Well, I mean, he's only won one Super Bowl, right? Believe,
yeah, with the Eagles, with Nick Foles, right? Well, that was the one. I think that's the only, they didn't win any other one.
Correct.
They lost.
Wow.
He's been to a couple, but that was the one that they won. So. But they can remake it. They know how to make it. They can slip it together. Anyway, it is the Ben Maher Show. Let's say hello. Speaking of a guy that's a prison expert. And one thing about this, you got to have an expert in every field. We have a prison expert, Jed, who fled. And Jed, this guy called us right when he got out of jail, and he's still calling us all these years later. Hello, Jed, who fled in
Welcome.
Florida.
Ben, I'd like to hear the apology of jail. Jail and prison are
I know,
not
I know,
dude.
I know, I know, you, I know.
You got to learn it, dude. You got to learn. Jail, individual showers. Safety. Prison, not so much. Okay. Norman's basement leads me to believe he might be a recidivist. I'm thinking he might be going back. And if I heard you earlier, dude, was saying that the human beings are predisposed on this earth to addiction, that was a stunner to me, dude. And I just want to say, if you're out there struggling with that, dude, that's embarrassing.
Jed, you have embraced your addiction, and you are riding the tidal wave of your addiction on a nightly basis.
Well, Ben, you know I love listening to your show. I mean, you know what the root word of addiction is right there. I mean, it's just like the first half of it. You're studly at that. You don't like gambling, Ben. You love gambling. Think about the callers you put on your show, and which determines your livelihood. I mean, that's what's amazing. You got like sucker bets, like trying to guess what Marcel eats, or that sort of thing, or if Eddie Garcia is going to cheat this week on a game, or if I'm going to show up to an octagon. I mean, those are bad gambling.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. There's a lot of prop bets on the show. The boys like them. The guys in prison love them. Not jail, because jail they have, as you said, you're only in jail for a short amount of time. But the prison, we do well in the prisons.
it is much. I will say this: everybody in jail was always like, "I can't wait to get to prison." I'm like, "What?" They're like, "Well, you can get drugs in there and stuff like that." I'm like, "Y'all are way, way too. You're too much. You know, keen on. You know that you're going to spend a lot of your future time in incarcerated." And I don't think that's a good thing. Lorena, or is it Loretta? I can never remember myself.
Seriously, Lorena!
Where can we find the archive? We need to be able to find the Ben Maller Show musical archive, because she doesn't know how talented it is. Like Eminem's Please Stand Up with a real
Ben
Maller.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it is. We got to find it for her, and she's got to want to play it. But we do have so many songs. I don't want those songs to go away. So I want to make sure we play at least one a night, and maybe we'll do some. You know, this is great. How about theme nights? Oh, I love theme nights. That's hokey radio. That's cheese ball. That's cornball radio.
How about theme nights? And then I love theme nights right after, dude. You're Jed who's playing, but you're answering your own questions without drugs. That's not good. I think we should do a new one, Secret Agent Man, with Justin in Cincinnati. Like, there's a man who lives a life of anger. I'm not going to
say yeah, drugs. You got to have drugs.
Justin's you do got to have drugs.
Justin's drugs, not. That, calm down.
Lorena, you're growing on me. Y'all take care.
All right. Thank you. Justin's not angry. That's just that he's got one default position. And he goes at it like a buzzsaw. That's what he does. And that's it. Like just a buzzsaw. So OJ, it appears that he did what I thought he did and what I'd heard he was going to do. Before he died, he moved all of his money elsewhere. The tabloids say O.J. Simpson died with less than five figures in his bank account, and the estate, the executor of the estate there claiming less than five figures, less than $1 million if you look at the real estate and all that. So the rumor was that he had moved. He was in hospice for the last couple months, and he before he really got bad, really bad, he supposedly moved some money around. OJ will not be coming back. He has been cremated. TMZ had that. Great story to have there on TMZ. And there will be no public memorial for OJ. So you will not be able to go out and mourn publicly the loss of OJ. That's devastating. We got Maller to the third degree. That's warming up. Time now for the instant trivia. The Red Sox Tanner Houck became the first big league pitcher to toss a 9-plus strikeout, what they call a Maddox, 9-plus innings, complete game shutout, under 100 pitches, in 150 or less, that's an hour and 50 minutes or less, since blank. Again, a lot of moving parts. Red Sox pitcher Tanner Houck became the first big league pitcher to toss have nine or more strikeouts in a Maddox, 9-plus innings, complete game shutout, under 100 pitches, in an hour and 50 or less, since blank. That's the instant trivia, the answer, and Maller to the third degree. Next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show never fails to amaze with all kinds of freaks of nature. Show your support for the oddities of the overnight. Our patented blend of 11 herbs and audio spices like Ask Ben and Sports Jeopardy fill up the content plate. Follow your host on Facebook, facebook.com/Ben Maller Show, and on Instagram at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
And time now for the Insta Trivia. The Red Sox pitcher Tanner Houck became the first big league pitcher to toss a 9-plus strikeout Maddox. That's nine or more innings, complete game shutout, under 100 pitches in an hour and 50 or less since blank. That is the Insta Trivia. What is the answer with Maller to the third degree warming up in the bullpen right now? And Bob Costas is the guest by Cowboy Killer. Shane Doan of the Coyotes from Late Night Drug Tester. Ben Sheets with Mr. Nice Guy. All Ben rotation. Ben Sheets, Ben McDonald. You can go back. There's a lot of Bens. Who else do we have? JD in Boston going with the Soup Nazi as his answer. Esteban Yan from Fields of Green. Alf the Alien Opiner going for the Arby's beef and cheddar, but only when it's on the 2-for-6 menu.
Yummy! Jeez.
Rick Mahler from Pauly D. Pete Harnish from Chris in Des Moines. It's a solid name. Dennis Tankersley from Malibu Reuben. Angry Grandma from our buddy Scott in Rhode Island. Good to see Scott back. Randy Jones from Double O Mexican. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
No!
The last person to do it was Greg Maddux himself back in 1995. I wasn't even alive in 1995. That's amazing. All right, here we go. Here we go.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. Are you ready? This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Coop Daloop.
According to reports, the NBA is considering using the in-season tournament as the first tiebreaker for playoff seeding next year. Ben, how would you feel about this idea?
All right, so I put this in the same category with when Bud Selig said, this time it counts for the All-Star game. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. You know the in-season tournament is lame. You're trying to give it some substance when it shouldn't even exist. It's so ridiculous. In the annals of bad ideas, Adam Silver is like the king of the bad idea. Just stop. Stop. Next.
LeBron James revealed on the most recent episode of his HBO show that he is still salty about not getting an NBA Defensive Player of the Year award in his career, and he said that he should have got it in 2013. Is he right, Ben?
Well, Coop, as you know, it's 2024. You want me to go back and watch every game of 2013? No. Here's my memory. Okay, here's my memory of LeBron in that era as a defender. He was a selectively good defender. There are a lot of the game he would just kind of lag, and then there select plays he would make amazing plays and highlight plays that he would end up on SportsCenter back when people used to watch that. But I don't ever remember him a consistently great shutdown defender. So I'm going to say LeBron's full of crap. Next.
The NBA media is upset that they were unable to vote for Knicks guard Dante DiVincenzo for the most improved player because he was ineligible. Even though DiVincenzo played in 81 games, many of those that he played were less than 20 minutes, which is apparently the minimum requirement for the game to count towards that threshold. Ben, is this something that needs to be tweaked?
No. I mean, it's great he played 81 games, but if you're playing less than 20 minutes a game, there's 48 minutes in the game, so you're not even playing half the game. What are we doing here? Like, what the hell are we doing here? How do we do, Kumalau?
You failed this edition.
What are you talking about? For you what reason?
Your last two answers suck.
They were great answers. LeBron was a selective defender.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.